Hello, we are back for the closing wrap-up of day one of Ignite. We're in the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. Did I call it a Gold Coast last time?
You just called it the City of Gold Coast.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
They shook their heads at me in disbelief.
Oh, well, you know.
And mild disdain. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it wasn't mild.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
So I have two special guests with me for the wrap-up. We're going to talk all about day one of Ignite Australia, and we're also going to talk about MVP. So I have here Andrew Coates and Lana, and she said I had to make the face when I said her name, Montgomery.
That's right.
Did I say it right?
Very good.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So what did you think of day one?
Mate, I had a great time. What better way to kick off an Ignite than with Scott Guthrie?
Of course.
The famous red polo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he put it on for Valentine's Day,
exactly,
I believe.
Right.
It's the only day he wears it, the red polo, is that right?
Well, I've heard that said. Nice. Only by you, but I have heard it said.
So what were some of the highlights from the keynote that you thought we should definitely look at?
The thing that always stands out for me is this commitment we've got to the cloud, mm-hmm. you know, and the idea that we are just all in. I mean, we've said all in on the cloud for a long time, but
sure.
It's just evident everywhere we look. And the thing that the newish thing that's standing out is this whole idea of conversations. Mm-hmm. This intelligence, this ability for your application to interact with you in real time, based not just on some preset set of guidelines, but actually have a conversation. And that is super exciting.
That's awesome. And I mean, the cool thing about conferences is that it's all about conversations,
right?
Specifically technical conversations. Now, would you consider yourself more on the IT pro side or the dev side, or you're just on all sides?
Well, look, I'm very much the developer side of things.
Okay.
But, you know, look, I love IT pros. They do awesome things, and eventually we'll convince them to be developers.
Of course.
You know, that's what we do.
We're trying really hard from the cloud perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Lana, you have a special job here in Australia. Tell us what you do.
I have a very special job. So I manage the MVP and regional director programs in Australia and also New Zealand. And so the MVP program, just to sort of give a little bit of an overview
So
it recognizes the top community leaders in technical communities all around the world. There's over 4,000 MVPs worldwide. And so these are the top technical experts and community contributors, both online and offline. So speakers, top bloggers, top open source code project contributors, all those sorts of folks.
So how does someone become an MVP? Is there like a set of things that I need to do? Do we just email you and say, hey, I wrote a blog post, I should be an MVP?
Yeah, preferably not in that. Not in that order. So to be an MVP, first of all, you have to have a natural passion for technology and a natural passion for the community. So all of our MVPs, even if there wasn't an MVP award in place at the moment, they would still be doing what they're doing in the community. So they just love helping other people learn more about technology. So that's the step one. Step two is to just do more of what you love. So if you're someone that loves speaking at conferences, or you love blogging, or you love telling people about cool technology over social media, just do more of that. And then step three is to tell us about it. And then basically you can just go online at mvpmicrosoft.com, fill out a nomination form or get someone else to nominate you, and then it comes to me and we review that, and if you are seen to be one of the top contributors in that area, then you can be eligible for an award.
So how often do new MVPs, is there like once a year I can become an MVP, or is there a set time limit, or how does it work?
Yeah, so a new process for this now is that we're awarding MVPs on a monthly basis. So it used to be quarterly, and now every month on the first day of the month, you can become an MVP.
So does that mean that there's a renewal? You're only an MVP for a year now, and you have your month every year? Or is there, what if you're being renewed? Is it the same process for renewal?
Yeah, so for renewals, all MVPs are now renewed on the 1st of July. So it depends on if you're a previous MVP, the time that you'll be renewed will always be the 1st of July, but whether that's this year or next year will depend on how long you've been an MVP for. But the MVP award is for a one-year period, and it's based on what you've done in the community over that past year.
I see. So if you're a brand new, someone that wants to get into the MVP program, or you're nominating someone, the opportunity to get into the MVP program happens monthly.
Yeah.
The opportunity for renewal happens yearly in July.
Correct.
Fantastic. So how many MVPs and RDs are there in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, so in Australia and New Zealand, there's now 166 as of the 1st of February. Yep, and that's growing all the time. So they're across 10 different award categories. In Australia, we've got 130, and then the other 36 are in New Zealand. So.
Fantastic. So if you know someone that should be an MVP, where do they go? MVP.microsoft.com?
MVP.microsoft.com.
And nominate. Okay.
And nominate.
So y'all are both Australians. Educate me on something that if you're in Australia, you need to do.
Wow. So I reckon
it's a long list.
Do we have the time? Yeah. Give me one thing.
Okay. One thing. I reckon you should definitely go up to the Great Barrier Reef and dive, or at least snorkel.
Oh my goodness. Can I do that? How long does it take to get there?
It's about 2 hours from here.
From here?
Yeah.
I
on the airplane.
Oh, on the airplane. Oh. It's a 2 hour flight. Airplane ride. Yeah. I mean, where is it? Is it near
Sydney? Far north Queensland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So it's a great place to go.
Awesome. So you do that. What else? I mean, is there a particular food? Because we kept asking the people, like the Uber driver, like, hey, so what is a typical Australian thing to eat?
Chicken roll.
A what?
Yeah, see? Chicken roll.
Or meat pie.
Yeah, meat pie.
Chicken roll?
Yeah, don't ask.
What is it?
It's better not to know. It's just something, it's deep fried and you eat it.
It tastes great. You're not meant to look at the ingredient list.
I've heard of like Australians tell American stuff and then they do it and they just laugh at them behind their back.
No. If people tell you about drop bears, then they might be laughing
drop
at you.
Yeah. So chicken roll and meat pie.
Yeah.
A meat pie.
Go to a footy game.
With a beer. It has to be in the combination of a beer and a meat pie.
Is it because it doesn't taste very good? You need to be drunk for it?
No, it's an acquired taste, so we're helping you acquire it.
Oh, hopefully I'll acquire it. And you said there was one more thing you said I needed.
Oh, definitely go to a footy match. Doesn't matter where it is.
What's a footy match?
So a game of football. And in Australia, we call football all kinds of different things.
Okay.
We call all kinds of different things football, probably more accurately, right?
Fantastic.
So there's rugby league and rugby union and Australian rules football, and there's also what you guys call soccer. All of those things are called football.
And then you have rugby like 10s and 7s and 15s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that,
they know what they're doing here, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of options.
Anything to look forward for day two?
Oh, mate, I think day two is really exciting. They call it moving day, right?
It's
the important part of the week. It's where lots of the...